The UK-based Catholic Agency for Overseas Development is concerned the full implementation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, will result in job losses and radical wage depreciation for poor Mexican farmers. The NAFTA agreement is due to be finalised this month, though the critics say it will pit poor Mexican workers in an unwinnable economic battle against larger US and Canadian competitors. CAFOD's Cynthia Dixon told us proper economic policy puts the human person ahead of market interests.
The Mexican culture is very much linked and tied to the identity of the small farming communities, the indigenous communities, and that full-scale, wholesale modernization to be like the United States is not in the interests of the vast majority of the population. They want fair trade, because at the moment, it's not free trade. There is no freedom for the Mexican campesino, the peasant population, the small farmer population of Mexico, to be able to trade freely, because they are already hampered by the fact that their United States counterparts are usually large-scale farmers with massive subsidies from the state. So it's asking for fair trade, and it's asking for people to be put first, that within the economic and the rules of the market, basically the market should have to be at the service of the people and not vice versa.